It's Matt Dedman, and I'm the Area Manager for Response for Kent Fire and Rescue Service. I think firstly, we recognise obviously that people wish to have firework displays in gardens and such like. We would just encourage people to hop onto our website and check out the safety advice and guidance you can find on there. But in terms of the key messages that I'd like people to consider, it's making sure that everyone is standing well back from any sort of firework display. Make sure you follow the instructions for each of the fireworks that you light, because there can be slightly different instructions for each one. Obviously, keep children supervised at all times. Keep them away from any sort of fireworks, whether that be when they're actually being set off or when they're being stored. And of course, you know, that sort of favourite sparklers. You know, don't give any sparklers to children, certainly under five. And again, make sure they're supervised at all times. I think when it comes to bonfires, make sure that the bonfire that you build, if indeed you choose to do that, is a manageable size and built and stacked evenly. One of the issues that we often find is the way that bonfires can spread to other buildings, trees, things like that. So keep them nice and a nice distance away from anything that could possibly catch fire. I think also with the weather being what it is, one of the things that we do find people try to do is light bonfires with petrol and other flammable liquids. And obviously we'd absolutely discourage people from doing that because they can be very unpredictable. And finally, if I think you do find that anything is kind of getting out of hand or your bonfire, anything's out of control, don't hesitate to call 999 and obviously we'll respond and help you out. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's fairly easy to be caught out. So just take the time before you sort of light any bonfire or anything like that to just check the sort of surrounding area, make sure that everyone is aware of sort of what is going on and the fact that a bonfire is about to be lit, and then really just keep your distance. You know, it's really important as well to make sure that the size of the bonfire is appropriate to the place that you're having one. So if you have got a small garden, I'd advise you to consider whether you should even indeed have one in the first place. But if you do choose to have one, then, you know, make sure it's well sort of contained and away from anything. I think this time of year, we always share those concerns. We do see a slight increase in the demand on ourselves over this sort of time of year. And obviously, especially with the pressures that people like the NHS are experiencing at the moment, we want to make sure everyone is as safe as they possibly can be so that any sort of emergency resources can be directed to the best, in the best possible way. I mean, there is the potential that we could. I don't think we really anticipate a huge sort of increase in demand. I think we'll probably see a similar sort of demand that we see year on year. I think by and large, people follow the advice and are very considerate in what they do. And if people kind of stick to those safety messages, then we shouldn't see any sort of significant issues in terms of the demand placed upon us. Sure. I think the main safety messages that we're giving out here is keep your distance from any bonfire or fireworks. Follow the instructions on any sort of fireworks and keep children supervised. And of course, keep things like bonfires away from anything flammable, such as, you know, wooden structures or trees and such like.